So we started off getting into the topic of Mechikas Hashem last week. We talked about the Chiv Geniza. The way we got to it is because we were talking about Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, and then from there we went to Hilchas Geniza. What do you do with the things from the Beis HaKnesses? And then we went further into Mechikas Hashem, into, you know, how do you properly dispose of a Sefer Torah, burial, v'chul. The Shaila that I want to talk about this week is the Mechika, is the shame of Hashem itself. It's very negiah to Sheamus. What we call Sheamus, and the reason it's called Sheamus is because it's the shame of Hashem. So you have to treat it with Kedusha. So what the first thing is to introduce what is the concept of the Isra Mechikas Hashem and how to treat it properly. So the Pasuk says that when you come into Eretz Yisrael in Dvarim, Perek Yud Beis, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and I didn't print the Pasuk on the paper because
we have a
comment. I don't want to make Sheamus. So good. The Pasuk says that if you have, you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to find a Avodah Zarah, you should destroy them. You should break their mizbechos. Then the Gemara, then the Pasuk says, destroy everything having to do with Avodah Zarah, and destroy the name of the Avodah Zarah. Don't do that to Hashem. So in other words, there's an Isser of destroying the Mizbeach, and there's an Isser of being ma'abed the Shem of Hashem. So it's an Isser D'oraisa, it's Nimna, as one of the 613 mitzvahs. It means taking off a stone from the Mizbeach, or destroying anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash, or actually, as a matter of fact, a shul is included in this. And also, destroying the name of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, is a lav, is an Isser from the Torah itself. Okay, now, there's because of that, you have to be careful not to put the shame of Hashem in a matzav that it could get to be Zion. There's a Gemara here that Betlasa B'Tishrei, that there's a Yom Tif on the 3rd of Tishrei, even though it's some Gedalia. What? No, but there's a Yom Tif also. Why? Because B'Telas Adkarta Minshtaraya. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. B'Telas Adkarta Minshtaraya. That the Chacham were able to mevatel a terrible minhag. What was the terrible minhag? That people on contracts, all sorts of business contracts, would write on the contract the name of Hashem. Shegazra malchus Yavan gzera shaloi lahaskir shem shemayim al pihim. The Yavan made a gzera, you could never be masker the shem of Hashem. Ukishegavra malchus chashmonai. But then Chanukah,
yeah.
And they came. V'notchom hiskinu. They got so traumatized. Kiilu, like, you know, that the Yavanim didn't allow them to mention the name of Hashem. They made a takana. Shumaskir and shem shemayim afilu b'shtarais.
Wow.
So every business contract had the name of Hashem. Once they were able to be mevatel that you don't have to put the name of Hashem in shtaris, why? Because this way the name of Hashem won't be mutal but b'zayin. So they made a yomtif that people were so into putting the name of Hashem into everything that it ended up being that the name of Hashem was all over the floor.
As an answer to the yavan, in
response to the next Chanukah, people got so excited that they wanted to put the Shem of Hashem in because the Yavanim didn't allow us to be masked of the Shem of Hashem at all. So now we got so good, but now the Shem of Hashem is all over the place. It's like, that's the makar for In God We Trust, apparently. So therefore, the name of Hashem, that was it. So you see how chomer it was in the Eini Chachamim to treat the shame of Hashem properly, that they made a Yom Tif on the day that they were mevatel the,
Zera.
Fine. So there's an issue to do that, and which shame of Hashem? Obviously, Dirkei Vavkei, it's Elohim, Kael, Aleph Dal and Nun, Tzvakos, Shin, yeah,
okay.
And also according to some shittas, it's Eke Asher Eke. The name of,
but not
the name of Eke Asher Eke. The Kinuyim, the things which are just kinuyim to Hashem, you know, Rachaman and all these, all like that. Shalom is a big shayla. Now, obviously, we're going to talk about English. We're not up to that yet. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva brings it down. In Reish Ayin Vav, he deals with it, what's going to be with other languages. Right. And also, what about the letters afterwards? Elokei Chem. What about that mem, for example? Because Elohim is the name, so okay, fine.
Yeah.
The sugya I really want to talk about today is most cases that we have that are shaykh to this are not, and also it's connected to what we were learning. So I want to discuss that sugya. It's an amazing sugya. Is normally the shaylas that we have are not mechikas Hashem, because no one's going over and starting to erase the shame of Hashem. You know what I mean? No one's coming and being mechik the shame. So what is there a shayla? The shayla of gram mechika. Gram means you're causing it to be erased. So a person could end up keeping something with a sitter or something out in the rain. It could end up getting damaged. You could have gram mechika, something which is not your fault. You know, you're not directly doing it, but it's a grama. So what's the halach of grama? So there's a mefurish, a gemara in Shabbos, which I printed out. The gemara in Shabbos says, what? Well, we'll see about that.
Is it considered a letter to begin with, or is it just an image?
Haray shahaya shem kasev layal basarai. See, and this happens, you know, unfortunately, there are people that have not frum and they're bali tshuva and they have tattoos with the shem Hashem and stuff like that. So, haray shahaya shem kasev al basarai. If a person wrote the name of Hashem on his flesh, haray ze lo yirchoitz, he cannot wash it, v'lo yosuch, and he can't anoint it, v'lo yama v'makam atinoifes, he can't go to a place which is not pekavet to have the shem Hashem. Nizdamno lo tvila shel mitzvah. Now there's a tvila shel mitzvah, what should he do? Koyrech alea gemi v'yared v'toyvel. He should cover it and go in. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, just go in, no problem. So says the Gemara, so you see, why is this true? So Gemara says, shiny hasam, da'amar kra. Very careful, the Gemara Darshan. V'ibaratam es shemam min hamakoim hahu. That the Pasuk says you should destroy the shame of Avodah Zarah, but by Hashem, loy sa'asun kein, l'Hashem akein. We do not do this to Hashem. So the Gemara says, asiyah hu da'asar, groma shari. That asiyah is prohibited. You're not allowed to do it, but groma, indirectly doing it, is okay. So you see, the Gemara says explicitly that that from the language of the Pasuk, it says, don't do mechikas Hashem. But if you're causing the mechikas Hashem, that's mutter. Groma is mutter. For example, one of the Sfarim says, why does it say midvar sheker tirchak? You should be far away from sheker, far away from lying. Because if it just said, don't lie, there only a mice of lying. What about causing a lie? We mutter. Because the pasuk is very specific in what it says. It says loy sasun kein means only asiyah is asur, but groma is mutter. So therefore, going into the mikvah, you're not rubbing it off.
Right.
The water will cause it to get erased. That's a groma. That's indirect. Mm-hmm. Since it's a groma, that's mutter.
So okay. For a tattoo, it's
a tattoo is not going to come off. But we're talking about if it's handwritten on top.
Right.
So it's only a groma. Groma is mutter. Okay. So, frek the night of Yehuda, bam kasha, that what are you telling me? That he says, he doesn't understand why no one brings this down. Why doesn't anyone bring down grama mutter? It should be a sif in Shulchan Aruch, and it's not a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say grama mutter. No one says grama mutter. It's a mefurshe gemara, why not? Bam kasha. Based on what we learned last week. Did anyone see the night of Yehuda? Did you get up to it?
I didn't get to it.
What?
It's here, but I didn't get it.
It's
Michtavai.
I can read it. So it says like this.
Where are we up to?
In the second column, you know, there's a line over there. So it says like this.
The Imiyei Shlavan.
So he brings the whole Gemara. So his Kasha is like this. Remember we learned last week, what do you do with the Sefer Torah? Anyone remember?
Geniza.
What do you do with the Sefer Torah specifically?
Put it in
pottery. What? Why? Yeah. What pottery? Just bury it.
It doesn't decompose.
Oh, because Laman Yamdu Ramim Rabim. This is all off. You're supposed to put it in the Klicheris.
Yeah, you've got to protect it.
So Laman Yamdu Ramim Rabim. So Frechton and Yuda, I thought Grandma's mutter. So what's the problem? I'm going to take the Sefer Torah. And eventually, I didn't do it. It's not worse than the mikvah. I put it in the ground. And eventually, it will decompose. So why do we have to go this extra length to go put it in a Klicheris? right? And bury it properly, that it shouldn't decompose. Even if it decomposes, who cares? It's only grama.
Yeah.
And grama's mutter. I was like, fuck, the Nadi Yehuda. The Nadi Yehuda does an unprecedented thing. He says, we don't pass like that Gemara on Shabbos. It's a machlokes hasugyas. It's a machlokes between the two Gemaras, and we don't pass like the Gemara on Shabbos, we pass like the Gemara in Megillah, and therefore, grama is asur. Even though you walk... No, because the Gemara ends up saying that even the Tanakama only said it's asur because of bizayon, because you're standing in front of it without any clothes on. But at mechika, it's mutter. So everyone holds mechika's mutter. So zakten Nadiv Yehuda, the karech of the Nadiv Yehuda, you learn a Gemara in Shabbos, so open Gemara. Both Tanaim agreed, nothing to talk about. Zakten Nadiv Yehuda, no, we don't pass like this Gemara, because there's a Gemara like that, a Gemara in Shabbos, a Gemara in Megillah, and therefore Gemara in Megillah versus the Gemara in Shabbos, we pass like the Gemara in Megillah, and that's why the Gemara in Megillah is brought la halacha, the Gemara in Shabbos is not brought la halacha, and gram mechika is aser. That's the chumra of the Nadiv Yehuda. Okay, now, the question is, what? Yeah, it's unbelievable. So now, that's like the, you see the koyach of the Nadiv Yehuda. Now.
Is there any machlokas about burying sacred Torah in pottery or not?
No. That's we pass in that way, and it's an open Gemara. Now, by the way, the Shaila, just to know, interesting.
I'm not impressed when it's open Gemara, because it's not you that you could die anymore.
Well, you have to know the rest of Shas. So,
in order to go, you have to be a little bit bigger than him.
Right. Now, the Shiloh of the Nadiv Yehuda was an interesting Shiloh. It has to do with everything we learned since Sukkot, you know, for the whole Zman. His Shiloh, it just put together a whole bunch of Sukkot. The Shiloh was that there was a guy who donated his house for the shul. And he not donated, but he made his house into the shul. He gave a room of his house that people could daven there, and they wrote certain tchinois and tfilas on the walls, like in the old days. Now, it was 25 years that way. Now, the shul got together. They finally got some money. They bought a shul, and this guy now wants his living room back. So, two shilas. First of all, everything we learned till now. Kedusha is Pesach Knesset. Sell it. Don't sell it. It has Kedusha. He's allowed to use the room. He's not allowed to use the room. Right. Well, Shiva Tuvei Yair. Right. He's the owner. Is he allowed to sell it? Is he allowed to just change his mind if they get another shul? Is it pidyon? So therefore, he says, that's one shayla. But even if you'll tell me that he could get it back, but he can't paint the walls. Because the walls have all over it the name of Hashem. So, and you can't be, that's not erasing. Because, well, that's mechika.
Yeah, but
that's mechika. You're doing on the maisa to the ice itself.
What?
You're doing a maisa on the ice itself.
He meant like putting a blanket over it or something, right? You know, not the
painting over it is destroying the letter. If you take the black ink and you extend the letter, what's the difference? You can't get the letter anymore. That's mechika. That's called mechika. And if you cover it with a painting, that's not mechika. It's still there the whole time. So that's where he gets involved. Is an etzah to do a gram mechika, whatever. And that's what he says. No, gram mechika is also awesome. So that's what he says. Now the question is there any other mahalach to answer this question of the Nadiv Yehuda? Because to stick with the mahalach of the Nadiv Yehuda is a little bit of a chiddush. Now, is there any other mahalach? Okay, so this is the Stechemer is going to get to such a thing. So this Stechemer has a moedic goinus over here. In general, he brings tons of makaris and tons of interesting cases and things like that. But one thing he brings is taka. There's a sefer chasidim. Sefer chasidim taka says that it's an issur d'oraisa to do gram mechika. He asks on that. There's a radvaz. But the Radvaz says, no. There's no stira. Avada gram mechika is also midirabanan.
Not the rice.
Just in the Gemara in Shabbos, it's talking about specifically, the Gemara says, you did a tevila shel mitzvah.
Oh,
So for Tevila Shel Mitzvah, the tzorech, the need to do the mitzvah, is doicha, the Yisr Drabanan of Gram Mechika. But when you're just burying a Sefer Torah, you should figure out not to do the Yisr Drabanan, so you avoid it by doing it into a Kli Charis. So Mela, it is an Yisr
Drabanan.
I know, but you can do it. So put in Kli Charis. Over here, you won't be able to do the mitzvah, because you can't go to the mikvah otherwise. So therefore, we allow you to do the mitzvah, even though you end up doing a Gram Mechika. Because Gram Mechika is only a Drabanan. This is the Chazon Ish also learns like that. That it's not a stira, that Gram Mechika is also Drabanan, but the Tzarech Mitzvah. It's Mutas. The Gemara in Shabbos is specifically a Tevila Shel Mitzvah, not Stam a Tevila, you know, whatever. And
then the guy can never shower. The only way he could ever get it off is only going to the
mikvah. Yeah, the Gemara said that. Yeah, correct.
That's not
correct. The Gemara says, Lo Yosach LeYerchatz Nizdam No LeTzvil Shel Mitzvah Kerich Gemi. So it's only Tzvil Shel Mitzvah in Achanam. So that's the that's.
Is this a
border? It's a big. Yes, he has to go. He has to cover it and not go into the bathroom. Just to go outside.
Is this a border in the osios? Wow.
It's a little bit too late.
What?
It's already in the second.
Is this a board in the osios, just like in the letters of it, of making Hashem's name, or is it even like Torah? Let's see, a pasuk.
No. Pasuk without Hashem's name is a different shir. This we're talking about specifically the name of Hashem. We're talking about the name of Hashem specifically.
Slash in the yud and then slash.
Because that's mechika now. That's also mechika. You're taking something which is the name of Hashem and you're making it not Hashem. Yeah. Why don't you take the yud hey, right? So take the hey and add a line to it. So not a ches. Now it says yichave dat. Yichave. No, because that's mechika. You just made it. Right? As a matter of fact, there's even a shayla, gavaltik shayla. If you have the name, it was a pasuk in Rabbi Kveger shayla that you have the pasuk in Vayichi says vayomer. Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shakai what's the rest of the pasuk? Kel Shakai Niro Eli Beluz Beretz Kenan Vayvarachoisi. So it says Vayomer Yaakov, the next four words are El Yosef Kel Shakai. So the Sofer skipped the words El Yosef. So it says in the pasuk Vayomer Yaakov Kel Shakai. So now the question is that Aleph Lamed, which spells Kel Shakai, was the Kavana to say it was the with El Yosef, and he skipped the names Yosef Kel, or was it he skipped the words El Yosef, and he meant to say Kel Shakai? So that Aleph Lamed, we know what it is. So essentially the Shaila is, he has to add two words. But which one is he adding? Is he adding Yosef Kel? So the whole Shaila. But basically what the Shaila is, Gevaldik Shaila. If you take, basically it's a Gram Mechika Shaila, because if you add the words Yosef Kel, so then maybe the first Kel was Hashem's name, and now you're making it into El Yosef. So in other words, for example, if you would take the words Kel, Aleph Lamed, which is Hashem's name, and has a Tzere, two dots, that's the name of Hashem's name, and then you add a third dot underneath, so now it's El, it's just two. Is that Mechika? Is that Mechika, Hashem? Because you're changing the Nekuda, right? Or the Michas Chinuch declares, what happens if you take those two dots and you make a line from one to the other? So now it's Al.
Yeah, because there was room to put those words back in the same time.
You could figure it out, yeah. So you could do it in between.
This is just a grama.
So it's only a grama. So that was a Kiveg Shiloh. It was only a grama, because even if Kel was Hashem's name, but by me putting the words El Yosef in there, or Yosef Kel, so now I'm making that word Kel Shakai into El Yosef, so I'm doing a gram mechika. I did grama. It's turning out that I made something from being the name of Hashem to being not the name of Hashem. It's only a gram mechika, Rabbi Kveger says it's mutter.
Yes, really.
But that was Rabbi Kveger. You're changing it, but only I did grama. Rabbi Kveger says, "V'nir li tikkun acher." Behind the litlois bain sheeti in the lines bain tevas kel latevas shakai shnei tevas elu Yosef kel ulakadish shem kel hahu after gam bezei yish tefak beik ulai the second kel was bekedusha va'ata you're doing a gram mechika. So he says havikum mechika. So he says mashma de meiko idizakar v'nira. He says but my saw it's okay.
So gram is not so terrible.
If you write yud slash hey. And then slash vav.
I don't know what these slashes do necessarily. I'm not
is
necessarily.
It a separation.
Yet. Okay, so then it's not the shame. If it's not the shame, it's not. If it is, it is.
You know you're referring to Hashem, though.
Okay, so that's going to be a good shayla. We're going to talk about it other weeks. If you write hey, right? A lot of times people write dalet for Hashem's name. What about writing hey for Hashem's name? Hey, maybe you're referring to one of the. It's complicated. It's a whole sugya. But anyway,
it's only Hashem's real name.
Bays, hey, could be,
right.
It's very complicated. We're going to get there. There's whole chews about this.
Now, he
has all sorts of shilas like that, you know, but that's a kishmak. If you add a dot, you know, you're making it for the Kubinet Gram. Okay, so now that's one test. So we have the Noidibhuda holds it's a steer, the Noidibhuda holds it's a machlekes between the sugyas. We paskin it's aser. The Chazanish and the Radvaz hold that it's Gram Mechika is aser, but it's midrabanan, but it's mutter for a mitzvah, and that's why when you're burying, you can do both. So do both. If you have a tzilas mitzvah, you'll be able to do it. So then we mat you. On the other extreme, we have the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer basically says it's totally mutter. Gram Mechika is completely mutter. It's a Gemara. Why do you want? It's a Gemara. Why do you look so surprised? Now all of a sudden, I'm passing like a Gemara. Like, I'm just surprised. So it's open Gemara, it's mutter. So what do you do with the other Gemara? Why do you have to bury in a Zlichas? So we have three Mahalchim on that. So, no, the Chasam Sofer, according to the Steich Emed, I didn't really look through the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer itself. He brings like five Tshuvas in the Chasam Sofer from all over the place. So he basically ends up saying like this. He ends up saying something like you were saying, that there's a difference, there's two levels of grama. One grama is like it's totally secondary to what I'm doing. And one grama is that I'm doing something and what I'm doing is going to end up destroying it just over time. So he says, right, something like that. He says, when I'm going into the mikvah, I'm bringing my body into the mikvah. Happens to be the name of Hashem is coming with me. But basically, it's totally not what I'm doing. And therefore, it just ends up through my Maisa Tevila that the name of Hashem will end up in a position that's going to compromise it and may end up erasing it. That's a lower level grama. That's okay. But taking a Sefer Torah and putting it in a place specifically that's going to end up erasing it. It's just not going to happen today or tomorrow. It'll happen over time. Then everything will end up happening because of my Maisa. You fast forward and it's like I did it now. And that's why it's awesome.
How is the body different?
So I think the body is that it's only bringing along the shame. You didn't, you're not, my kavanah is not to put the shame on Hashem.
Right.
Right. Right. But I'll tell you an example. So yeah, he has, okay, I'll bring out the Nakuda a little later he says, for example, there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. If a person wrote the shame of Hashem, On the handle of a kli. He wants us to be his lucky. He drinks it for first Seder, the cup. He wants to have the Shmaya. So like when we built the thing, the first dedication was the coffee room. That's Gurim, all the learning from the whole day is the coffee. You know? Everything else, there's a shas, no shas, all right, whatever. But without coffee, no one's learning. So the guy put the shame of Hashem on the handle of the kli. So the halacha is you got to cut it off and bury it. So you see from there, by the way, that even though it doesn't have kedusha sefer Torah, you know, it doesn't matter. It's the shame of Hashem. Doesn't matter what the material is. It's awesome. You cut it off and bury it. So Shai says you got to take the whole kli and throw it into a fire. If it was made out of metal, a pot, melt it down, and now you know make the kli over again. So it's gram mechika. So is that
it's not direct? You're throwing it.
So some say it's direct, but even if it's not direct, it's a much higher level of grama. That whole maisa is you're doing it. So he said, "What?" So now, right, exactly. Now there's another teretz. I'm going to give another example of this gram thing, but that's one mahalach. So either there's two levels of grama, and one is mutter, one is aser. It's only if it's really, really indirect that it's mutter. That's one teretz. The other teretz is from the Reb Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer says a teretz like this. It's also printed in the back of the Gemara, there's a pirush from the Cheshek Shloimai. And the Steich Emet says that my friend, Reb Shloima, sent me this Shtikel Torah, and now I see it's printed in the Gemara. Kishmak. Like he had it as his friend was telling him. So he said, Taka, it's in the Gemara. And he says, and like the Reb Chaim Oizer, says the Kishmak of Art. He says, the Shem Hashem by itself, Grom is Mutter. You're allowed to be gram mechika. But the issue, someone mentioned this, but the issue in the Gemara and Megillah is not because of only the Shem Hashem, it's because of the Kedusha Sefer Torah. Avada, if you have, let's say, Stam, a person wrote Kel Mali Rachamim, a tefillah, that doesn't have a Kedusha Sefer Torah, so you're just worried about the Shem Hashem. Gram Mechika is mutter for that. That you're allowed to be Gram Mechika. Well, Sefer Torah is a different thing. It's nothing to do with the Shem Hashem only. It's a Kedush. If there'll be no Shem Hashem, it would still be Kedush. It's a Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah itself has Kedusha. So it's out the Kedusha Sefer Torah that's Mechayev, that level burial. Not out the Shem Hashem only. So just like we have different levels, Kedusha Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to sell it and use the money for something else. There's different halachas that the Kedusha Sefer Torah requires. So that's not a steer in the Gemara. It's talking about two different things.
So there's a higher level of Kedusha Sefer Torah versus Hashem's name.
This thing of Mechika, Gram Mechika is one thing. But how do you treat a Sefer Torah? And so one of the ways you treat it is the way when you get rid of it, you bury it this way. It's the full Kedusha Sefer. He says it's Pashut. The Gemara says on Shabbos, if there's a fire, and it would be an Isser to bring the Sefer Torah out because you're in Rosh Hashanah or something. So the Gemara says you're allowed to save the Sefer Torah, but you don't save the Shemus Hashem. I mean, let's say you have a tefillah, Kel Mali Rachamim, you know, on the board, that you leave. You can't save that because you can't do an Isser drop an Isser to go take it out. But the Sefer Torah you take. So you see clearly, that the way you treat a Sefer Torah, the covet you have to treat it, is more than a non-Sefer Torah type of Shem Hashem. And Mamela, that's the Chaim Oizer's chilak. Gishmak chilak. Tefillin Mistama would be this, a Kedusha of Tefillin, which is not only out the Shem Hashem. Whatever that level is. You know,
it's not the same as Sefer.
Good, the chilak, different? Then there's a third pshat. He says my friend Lididi Abedin Lutzin. I don't know who that is. And he wants to say a whole different thing. He wants to say Gram Mechika's mutter. The reason why you have to bury the Sefer Torah properly with the Klicharis is not after that, it's out Bizayon. There's a thing, it's similar to the other thing, but it's you're putting it in a situation of bizayon. You're putting it in the ground, it's all dirty, worms are gonna come. You're treating it with bizayon. You're putting it in a non covetic place.
What about our bodies?
What about it?
That we get put into the ground, and the Gemara and Maka says that you should send up for.
I hear, but there's Gufa a reason why it's good for the body that to be there.
You're supposed to be,
but this thing, you're putting it in a dirty place and all that stuff and whatever. So putting it in the dirty place and that itself is al-tzbizoyin, it's a total disgrace. You're putting it in the ground not in an honorable way. So it's that. That's why I have to put into Kli Charis. Okay. So now the Shechemit says, "Omnom ezeh agid shebekun Tracy b'mareches Sefer Torah matzasi kasuf." I found something that I wrote when I was a child. Bialdusi leechad mirabane ir kachenu, from one of the rabbanim of Yerushalayim that lived two generations before me in the year Tov Tzadi Dalet, 300 years ago. Okay. The following story happened. That there was, they were on a boat and they had a Sefer Torah, and pirates came to capture the boat, and if they were going to come capture the boat, they were known that they were going to treat the Sefer Torah with bizayon. They would take all the Sefer Torah and they would be mevazin it. So he didn't know what to do. So he wanted to know: is he allowed to throw the Sefer Torah overboard? So therefore, they go into the yam and they're not going to be mevazin. So he says, do you say, I'm saving the Sefer Torah from Bizayon, but I'm doing a lot. So do I say, look, my chiv is, I'm not allowed to do mechika, so whatever happens, it's in the hands of Hashem. Yeah. Or do you say, no, since I could save it, okay. So he says, putting it into the yam is gram mechika. Gram mechika is mutter.
Right.
Gram mechika is a Gemara and Shabbos is mutter, according to the Chassam Sofer. Now, says so maybe it's mutter. This is, I don't know, he says that this was a story that happened in year Tov Tzadi Dalet to a Rav in Yerushalayim was asked this shaila. He doesn't even say who the Rav in Yerushalayim was necessarily.
Okay. The names have been changed for
Protection. It's 300 years ago. It's a long time ago.
It's a little bit, a few years ago.
It's a long time ago.
He's asking the shaila on the boat, or he's just writing down the story?
I guess this is the story. He wanted to know what he should do. So he says, L'maisa gram mechika's mutter. Narvas, he says that the whole Isser, the reason why you have to do Laman Yam, do Yam Aram, the reason you have to bury the Sefer Torah in a Klicharis, is only for Bezoyan. He's going with that pshat. So if it's for Bezoyan, I'm fakared. Here, it's not a Bezoyan. I'm saving it because I'm giving it, I'm saving it from Bezoyan by putting it into the Yam. Because if the pirates come and take it, they're going to treat it with bigger Bezoyan. So therefore, here, fakared, the cover of the Sefer Torah is good for to throw it into the Yam. So he says, that's what you should do. Throw it, imagine. Throw the Sefer Torah into the Yam
to save it from
Bezoyan. But he says that's only if you don't go with this thing that I said before. If you say that there's two levels of mechika, so here your mom is doing it because you're throwing it into, it's not like tefillah. Tefillah, you're putting your body in and the shame is coming along. But here you're taking the Sefer and throwing it badafka to the Yam. That's mamish mechika.
Huh? Is it going to race faster?
Yeah.
Of course it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, when you're a rabbi and they were just throwing the Torah in, happens to be that Hashem's names are getting
erased. No, that's all part of it.
But when there's a suffix,
you throw the whole thing in.
Consequence.
Yeah,
that's, it's like when you throw your body in. You
know, no, that's what I'm throwing. That is the heft of the Sefer Torah.
When in doing a mitzvah, you go according, you can't just assume that's what's going to happen. There's suffix. It's a pirate that's going to come.
I know, I was surprised that he was so convinced that these guys are coming. But I'll read you the Lashon. Haya besfina v'sefer Torah imoy v'rosh roidfim hisigua ubo listim lishlol shlola v'lovas biza v'yadua shim yiru ha-sefer Torah yinagu b'minag hefker ubizayun ki arle lever shem gemurim heim v'yerushahi, it's there in Yerusha lasos hara b'ene Hashem in mutter, that was the shayla. Okay, one last shayla. That, so he says it would be mutter, but again, it's totally in this whole thing. If you say gram mechika zasser, only with dvar mitzvah, then maybe it's mutter. If you say there's two levels of gram, maybe it would be asser. And if you say it's only bezoyan, maybe it would be mutter. That would be the way, you know, that would be the shayla. He has another very interesting, and in general, by the way, that means, are you allowed to do a gram mechika to prevent a sefer Torah from coming to bezoyan? You know, it's very, it could happen. You're in a place and there's, you know, a lot of times, Shemus Hashem could come to Bizoyan. You see, you're in a random, I was in a library once for the library book sale or whatever, and there's like Humashim there and like random stuff. And you have to buy it, you know, to save it from Bizoyan. You are. Right? But the question is, can you... Now, the shayla that he has here, it's a crazy shayla. A shayla nechsam sefer. He says the following shayla. Someone wrote the Shem Hashem. He wrote a beautiful parchment. It says, on the parchment, it says, Zeh ashar l'Hashem, tzadikim yavoy uvoy. And he had the Shem Hashem written there. And he wrote it as a part. Whatever. All of a sudden, he gets some Rishayim come in, and they bombard his office or whatever where he wrote it. And they took this parchment, and the way the shayla is asked, they hung it into the entrance of the bathroom. So now the Shem Hashem is in the bathroom, b'bizayon. And the only way they put it in there, so there's no way you could take it out. So the shayla is, what's better, to be moichik to Shem, or to let it stay there b'bizayon?
Why can't you take it out?
Whatever the case was.
Hey, what's let him take it out?
No, it's in there, it's in the wall. There's no way to take it out. I don't know.
They say let it be there, for sure.
What?
No.
So the way that some say for
no.
What?
No, you do it.
It's not moichika. You're erasing Hashem's name.
Right.
But you're saving b'zayon.
It's bizarre, but so you maybe do gram mechika, but not mechika mamish.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can do gram mechika. What are you going to do? Put water there and hope that it leaks for the next 40 years? That's only gram mechika. It's going to be it's going to nimchak in a year from now. It's not going to be right now. Not immediate. It's going to take a month. No, the Sefer Torah in water is going to happen right away. Basically, not right away this minute, but it's a groma. Yeah. 10 minutes is already groma. If it doesn't happen when I did it. So the Chassam Sofer says, the way he responds to the Shaila is, he says, obviously, I'm taking for granted, it's understood that there was absolutely nothing you could do. For example, I'm assuming that if that you would have had that you that that it's impossible for you to leave the wall up and destroy the bathroom.
That's
get rid of the whole bathroom. Right? Destroy the bathroom. Or, you know, whatever. So he says, I'm assuming that your whole Shaila is on the premise that it's impossible for you to do anything else. Because let's say it's in his house or something like that. So there's nothing for you to do except you could sneak in the middle of the night and maybe play around with the Shem Hashem. So what should you do? So he's very, very, yeah, very back and forth, very not, you know, wanting to be mater. But at the end of the day, he says that, he says like this, if you could do, maybe you could lock the door, make sure no one ever uses that bathroom anymore. He says, if there's no eitza whatsoever, there's no guy that's willing to do it. Then you can do it. But he says like this. Why? Because keeping the mechika asher el shahut or so he says. But maybe you should give it to a katan. Let a katan do it. Why should a gadol do it? So he says faker, because the whole heter is here is that your kavana l'shem shemayim. So the katan doesn't have the kavana l'shem shemayim. So the katan, if the katan does it, he's doing an avera. If the gadol does it, he's doing a mitzvah. So faker, dafka the gadol should do it because he's having kavana l'shem shemayim. And he's trying to save the Shem Hashem, whereas the Gadol doing it, the Katan doesn't know what he's doing. So as far as he's concerned, he's just erasing the Shem Hashem. So you should allow the Gadol to do it.
What's
now, at the end, he says but this is the Chassam Sofer. At the end of the day, without any other way out, he ended up having to be matter to save it from Bezoyin. Now, one other Maramakam on this Shaila, Gavaldika Maramakam. If in the Rashi, I send him the page to look at the Rashi. Yeah. So Rashi asks Akasha on this whole love. Says, Lo Sasun Kain, Hashem Elokechem. Do not do this to Hashem your God. So the Rashi asks Akasha that you have to tell me not to erase Hashem's name. Who in the world would think to do that? So Amar Rabbi Yishmael v'chitale or to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Don't destroy the Nitatz Temes Mazbech Oysam. Don't destroy the Mizbeach. Who would think to destroy it? Says Dr. Ashi, Amar Rabbi Yishmael v'chitale al daitecha. Would you think Yisrael noitzin es HaMizbech Ois? That Yisrael would do this? Why would you think that Yisrael would do this? Ella, and what the law is, don't do averis like sinas chinam that cause the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. So the whole law is that if you do sinas chinam, you're destroying the Beis HaMikdash. It's an extra law, right? So the Nadiv Yehuda says, oh, you see from here, grandma's aser. Because if I'm doing sinas chinam, I'm not destroying the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a groma that I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And still, the Torah says, don't do that. That's included in the lav of the I think that's one of his rayas.
Who's calling
it
a groma?
No. Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash.
He destroyed.
But that's the Maisa. That's what he did. And everything.
La Maisa.
He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. What we did was a gram. So since the whole lav is Lisasun Kane, and still Amar Rabbi Shmuel, don't do Sinas Chinam because you're destroying the Beis HaMikdash. You see, gram is included in that. So that's one of the rise. Gram is also.
Okay. Yeah. For next week.